Troy Slayton, welcome.
Hey, Dr. Giroux. Thanks for having me.
We can follow Troy at Troy Slayton, S-L-A-T-E-N. Website, Troy?
C-A Criminal Defense.
All right.
C-A Criminal Firm.com.
All right. California Criminal Firm. All right. It's easy way to remember. All right. So, Troy, good to talk to you. It's been a little while, my friend.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You betcha. I told my executive producer that you will like Troy. I like Troy is good. So let's not prove me wrong now.
We were first on the radio in the mid-90s, Dr. Drew.
Do you want to tell them that history?
Well, I was a child actor. I was on a show called Parker Lewis Can't Lose, and I was on Loveline with you as a guest.
With Ben.
Yes, with big Abe Ben Ruby.
Abe Ben Ruby, right. Abe. I was always calling Ben because of the Ben Ruby last name.
Yes. And that was maybe 92.
And he kept acting, and you became a lawyer.
That's right, which a lot of people say is continuing to act.
Well, that's a whole other conversation, my friend, which I'm happy to have sometime, but maybe towards the end of this one. All right, let's get into what's before the Supreme Court. The Trump administration is saying their travel ban has been upheld. What I understand about the travel ban is that parts of it have been upheld, including that people from certain countries have to prove they have somebody in this country that's sort of sponsoring them. Is that accurate?
Well, it's sort of a win. So the Supreme Court kind of split the baby here, and they said that parts of the injunctions that strike down the travel ban will stay in place, but other ones are lifted. So basically what the court is saying that until they hear arguments in October, because they're going on recess right now until October. So until then, the ban will stay in place as to people that have no connection with any persons or entities here in the United States.
Okay, that's what I understood. Okay, that's what I understood. Now, when did my family, I don't know about your family coming over here, but my family, when they immigrated at the turn of the 20th century, had to have exactly that. And not only that, somebody who paid for the sponsorship, they funded it, gave them a place to live, they had to prove employed, they had to prove all kinds of things and a connection with somebody here. When did our immigration policy abandon that and it become an issue of contention?
Well, the Immigration and Nationality Act was revised in the 30s, and it's been continued to be revised since then. But you don't have to show that there's any kind of sponsor here. There just has to be a bona fide connection.
I get it. I get it. But what I'm saying is people look at these immigration issues, this struggle about immigration, as though some sort of anti-American, like never before seen on this continent. No. The last 50 years have been sort of an anomaly, and not necessarily a bad anomaly, but an anomaly as compared to our previous history. Wouldn't that be accurate?
It is. I mean, immigration used to be much more restrictive than it is now. And we let in hundreds of thousands of people every single year, and millions for tourism, but hundreds of thousands that want to become American citizens.
But which is great, and I understand, but why all of it, why is the political discourse so dishonest? Why is it just go, hey, well, I think an honest thing would be, well, that's certainly winding it back. We had some progressive movement, and why do we really want to go back the way it was rather than, oh, my God, never before a country of immigrants. Oh, my God. No.
And that was the fear. The fear would be that people wouldn't assimilate. And that you'd have the problem that you're running into in Europe, in England, and other places where there wasn't the same assimilation that we have here in the United States. And I think that's why so far we've been not immune, but we've had less horrific terrorist incidents like they've had in Europe.
So I'm not quite sure, Troy, what you're saying. Are you saying that it's time for us to revisit? I'm going to ask you, I guess, an opinion. Is it time to revisit our immigration policy based on the way the world is moving? And might this Supreme Court decision, and I, by the way, I have no opinion. I don't know what's right and what's wrong here. History is going to be our teacher. Because I'm a scientist, I need objective data, and I got none here. But you're an attorney and an actor, so I'm going to ask you for an opinion, which is it good that we dial it back a little bit?
I don't think that it's harmful to take a really good look at who we let in, so that way we don't run into the same problems that we're seeing in other Western democracies.
So the question then that occurs to me is why is everyone's hair on fire that's a journalist?
Do they not know their history?
Do they have to politicize everything? They don't know their history? Probably Fox is politicizing it too in some other way, right?
Well, everyone is politicizing it, and everyone on one side or the other wants to take the position that the other side is being horrific and that everyone's going to die if either one side's policies are adopted or the other.